Well, on paper, I would say definitely say yes. I think their picks were better than our picks, and only time will tell. I think it's very close to call. I think the golf course will be a fantastic leveler for us. I understand it's set up narrow fairways, heavy rough. The Americans will only be able to use drivers sort of three or four times, which is where their advantage is on length. But I think it's going to be almost too close to call. It's certainly going to be a nerve-tingling affair. There is a rumour there's a virus in the American camp, which came out this morning. And I noticed the bookmakers have shortened the back to nearly even favourites now. So somebody knows something, but apparently two or three of them got a virus at the Tour Championship last week and brought it over to France with them in the plane, the private plane that came over. So it'll be interesting to see how that one pans out. If they don't feel very well, then I think the advantage goes straight away to us.
Okay. And, I mean, if we look at the two teams, if we look at America first, who would you say are going to be the key sort of players for them?
Well, I think the top money winners, Johnson, Justin Thomas, Koepka, I mean, these guys are monsters. I think if they all bring their A game to there, they're going to be very difficult to beat. I think Ricky Fowler will be great on four balls and foursomes. And I think Tony Finau is the man in form. I think he'll play every game. I think Mickelson and Bubba Watson are struggling for form. And it'd be interesting to see the pairings if they're left out the first couple of days. But I think they've got strength throughout the whole of the side. DeChambeau has been playing well recently. Tiger, phenomenal win for Tiger. They're all strong. There's not a weak player in the team.
Okay, and on to Europe. Who do you think are going to be the sort of the main men for us?
Well, Rose obviously is in magnificent form. Just won $10 million at the FedEx. Tommy Fleetwood's, I think, now is used to playing at that level. I think he was a bit overawed a couple of years ago. I think now he looks at home playing with the big boys. Molinari, brilliant win in the British Open. Be a great foursomes, great four-ball partner. I think, but these lads need to be at the top of the game. Rory, if they're at the very top of the game, then we've got a chance.
And you did briefly mention about the course. I mean, can you sort of just tell us a little bit more about
well,
that?
Well, I understand from people I've been speaking to at the tour. I had lunch with Joel Leary the other day, just before he went off to the Ryder Cup, and he's saying the courses, they've grown the rough and they've narrowed it in quite a bit, which I think is going to suit our guys, and maybe take the slight advantage away from the States. I mean, who knows? But that's the thinking behind Bjorn's tactics. And I think he will have the course. Our lads are used to playing that golf course at the French Open the last few years. These guys aren't. And it's a magnificent golf course. And the last three holes for match play, there'll be lots of holes changing hands down that 18th. Wins, draws, losses. There'll be some drama down there. Make no doubt about that.
And how important, I mean, it's sort of obvious question, but how important is it to get a good start?
Vital. Absolutely vital. It's like the Premiership. You get off to a good start, you get off to a bad start, you look it up all the time. If we get off to a slow start, we're going to be bang up against it. I think if we are level or one ahead or close going into Sunday, then I think we've got a chance, because the Americans notoriously aren't great at foursomes. History will tell you that's the weakest part of the four balls, the singles, and foursomes. So it's vital we get off to a very good start with points on the board. I mean, the atmosphere is going to be electric. I mean, I've seen the stand around the first. It's ludicrous. It's over 7,000 people. So there's going to be a magnificent atmosphere. And I think Bjorn's counting on the course setup and the home support to try and get us through.
And if I had to ask you for a prediction?
Well, I'm going to be very, very... Well, I've actually backed the tie 11-1. I think that's the bet. I think a draw, a tie could be the best bet. But we'll know after a couple of days who's in form and who's not in form. But if it's true that the Americans have got a virus in their camp, then they're at a distinct disadvantage.